Souk Celtic are facing or looking for community support as they face relegation and fight to remain in Division 1 of the Vancouver Island Soccer League. Souk is one of the only communities in the league with only one team representing them, with larger areas like Victoria having multiple clubs. "That is what gives us the advantage, to have a big crowd coming out and supporting us," said Souk Celtic FC head coach Sven Eckert. At one time, Souk was the smallest population to have a Division 1 team and remains one of the smallest in the league, after clawing their way up from Division 4 where they began in 2001. Last season the team was promoted from Division 2 to Division 1, where they finished this year in 9th place following an injury-filled campaign. Ordinarily, a 9th place finish would see the team relegated to Division 2, but when Vic West FC, D2, declined their promotion, the 3rd place Sonic Fusion FC was allowed to challenge Souk for promotion. "Of course, in the situation where you are the Division 1 team, you are a little bit of a favorite, but we still have to win to stay in Division 1," said Eckert, who hopes his team will be able to bring a tough but fair game. "We must bring physicality. We faced a lot of calls from refs on our physicality, so we must take care of that. But that's our game." With their backs against the wall, as they fight to stay in Division 1, Eckert knows a crowd will give the team a boost. "That makes us proud when so many people cheer on not just the Souk Soccer Club, but the Celtics. The Celtics have a big history in Souk," he says. The two teams will square off on Friday, March 28 at 7 p.m. on Celtics' home pitch at Fred Milne Park, otherwise known as The Log. "If you want to stay in that league, you have to win. This is kind of a cup game, a knockout game. Whatever happens, happens on Friday. There might be additional time, there might be penalty kicks," said Eckert. "Hopefully lots of people come out and cheer us on, and we'll hope for the best."